Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues, Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society. I go to the Reuters report from Caracas, July 19th, within these last days. Organizational decisions by Venezuela's electoral authorities, from polling station staffing to laying out of the ballot, have been made with the intention of confusing voters and creating obstacles to a free presidential election on July 28th, next Sunday. President Maduro is seeking a third term, but opinion polls show him a 20-point disadvantage to opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez, former ambassador, who is a stand-in for Ms. Machado, who won the opposition's primary but was forbidden by lawfare from putting her name on the ballot. Joseph, I come to you. What is the buzz on Venezuela? Can Maduro win this with corruption? Can he do that and get away with it? Good evening again.
Good evening, John. So if this was anything close to a free or fair election in Venezuela, the clear winner would be Edmundo Gonzalez. Nicolas Maduro is not popular among the Venezuelan people. He does not have any high approval ratings. But since Venezuela is an autocracy, they don't really have any reliable polls or data to that can't be manipulated, even though there are polls that show Edmundo high on top. The keys to what's going to happen in the election and the keys to the way, if Maduro decides to steal it or if he doesn't decide to steal it, will have to do with the turnout. If there's a very, very, very high turnout, there's a chance that they may even allow Edmundo Gonzalez to win. And I say allow because they could steal it even with a high turnout. But it becomes increasingly difficult. And at that point, Maduro have to decide whether he wants to just destroy the little legitimacy that Venezuela has, or if he just wants to transition and create a partnership, a sharing deal with Edmundo Gonzalez, which there's a possibility of that. And I'll touch on that a little later. This other possibility, if there's a low turnout and, you know, the Maduro regime does a lot of intimidation tactics at the polling booths around the voting population. They've been incarcerating a lot of Maria Corina Machado, who's the main opposition figure, who was barred from being on the ballot, so that her supporters don't come out and turn out. And so if there's a low turnout, then my guess is even then he would probably really lose, but he would steal the election and probably not have face much consequences as such. The electoral tribunal in Venezuela is made up of five magistrates. Three of those are controlled by the regime and two by the opposition. But the two by the opposition are a little, how would I put it? They're a little light on their opposition to the Maduro regime. So if he's able to coerce those other last two magistrates that are on the electoral tribunal, have a low turnout, I could see Nicolas Maduro stealing the election and really have little consequences. But again, as I said, if there's a high turnout, the probability is not that they're going to fundamentally change their course or direction because the regime is bigger than Nicolas Maduro, but they would allow Edmundo Gonzalez to win, to have him turn his back on Maria Corina Machado, and then to create some kind of facade that there's now a new time inside Venezuela. That could actually be very concerning because it would confuse a lot of people who don't really follow Venezuela that closely. And it would give people a sense of false hope and opportunity when in reality, you're just taking out one part of the regime for another part of the regime that would have the controlled opposition in power.
Ernesto, look at this from the filter of Brasilia. What is good for Lula? What does he want for the outcome? A stolen election, a Vichy government, or a Gonzalez endorsed or Maduro humbled? What is best for Lula?
Well, for Lula, the best scenario is Maduro legitimized as a freely elected president. I think that's what Lula is working behind the scenes in order to create some sort of narrative that would play in Maduro's favor in order to say that he held fair elections and won anyway, because I'm convinced that he will find a way of winning. This morning, Lula told the press that Well, Maduro must accept the result, whatever the result is. Lula said, oh, I don't like declarations by Maduro that it would be a bloodbath if the opposition wins. He must accept the result if he loses. I think that's theater. He's just pretending to be concerned about that. I think Maduro, with the help of Lula and other allies, they are trying to present those elections with as much of a semblance of fair and free elections as they can, retaining the key instruments for manipulating it and winning the election. So that's why they couldn't let Maria Corina run herself, right? Because then it would create too much of a turmoil for their plans. But so they forced her to select a someone from out of nowhere, this former ambassador. I mean, I'm all in for ambassadors, former ambassadors running for office, but no one knew. But as her candidate, they couldn't imprison Maria Corina. Why they don't do that? Because they want to give the impression that, okay, look, she couldn't run because this or that, but we let her campaign for her candidate. We let the polls show the tendency of voters. So what you're complaining about, not being fair. So I think this is a huge show that they're putting together, and that the result, unfortunately, will be the victory of Maduro. And then they'll say, okay, look, we had free polls. We had Maria Corina campaigning freely. And that's the normal result. And Lula will come the next minute to us to congratulate and to legitimize. Unfortunately, I think this would be the case. Since 1999, when Chavez took over, Hugo Chavez, until 2019, they managed to deceive the whole international community. During 2019, 2020, I think this was part of our work in Brazil in the foreign ministry. We said, no, this, no, okay, enough with that, and not with that pretense. And to this day, Maduro is considered a non-legitimate president, and this sort of democracy is a fake. If he wins and can pretend a minimal of fairness, this will destroy all this diplomatic effort. He will become a normal ruler, and this will be the worst scenario for Venezuelans and for the world.
Joseph, quickly to Mexico. Former President Trump had sharp words about migration over these last months. The new President Sheinbaum of Mexico has not commented on those sharp words about deporting X number of people and closing the border. But within these hours, President Andres Manuel López Obrador, AMLO, who is in office until October 1st, has commented on Donald Trump's remarks. He is not well informed, López Obrador said in his regular morning news conference. We have to guess what this means. Is Mexico negotiating some understanding of the border? We have about a minute, Joseph. What is your assumption?
Oh, I think President Trump is mounting leverage in what's going to be undoubtedly a negotiation, maybe a tough negotiation with President Sheinbaum, who's right now President-elect Sheinbaum, about how to control the border. You know, President Sheinbaum, I think, has interest as well in mitigating the migration because it doesn't just affect our southern border, it affects her southern border as well. Being at the Guatemala-Mexico border is also being overrun. But I think President Trump, as the negotiator he is going to ramp up the rhetoric in order to ramp up the leverage to say that, listen, they said we're going to have to do a carrots and stick approach, as was done last time, to make sure that Mexico complies with any policy that the U.S. administration or potential Trump administration tries to do. Let's remember that President Trump and AMLO had a good relationship, even if they disagreed on things like this, but it was really the real politic that allowed the Trump administration to get policies through, like the Remain in Mexico.
AMLO leaves office October 1st. Even in the best scenario, Mr. Trump does not take office if he's successful until January. There is timing here. Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society. Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America.
like a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.